Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah. So keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bronchef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Power Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Who has? Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Who had Screwball Radio live from the Matrix, Black Poet on the check-in. Got my nigga Comet on the sports, my nigga E with the current events. What's going on, my niggas?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What up, what up?
What?
In the building. Radio. 120 on the way.
Word.
Good to have you to build with y'all on this lovely Saturday. Kick it off the spring.
Yeah, excuse me, man. I've been absent from a little bit, you know. I've been slipping up, but I'm here. My bad, my brothers. The fuck is going on? How about those Knicks, Con?
How they doing anything out there?
Fucking right.
In fifth place.
Got a good win today.
Knicks kicking butt and taking names.
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely. They beat the Nuggets today, 116-110. Yeah, they've been on a roll. Even though I think they lost one game in the last like 12 games. You know.
After that streak, we lost like three. But now we
back-to-back losses. That means in the last 15 games, they lost three out of the 15 games. Then, because I know they went on a 9-0 run, then they lost that 10th game. And I guess they lost two or three more after that, but they won today. But I know this guy been out. Brunson's been out for a while.
Yeah.
Because he's been dealing with an injury, but.
What's going on?
But yeah, you know, the
back to the sports.
No, chill, hold up. I don't know if y'all been listening with the NFL, and you know the Jets been talking to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers said he'll come to New York if he could get some key pieces to come with him to New York.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's coming to New York. He's coming regardless. He's coming. But they got to get him off. They got to work that shit out. They want the good pieces for him. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up because they don't want him no more, but they want the world for him. That's crazy. If you don't want him no more, you can't be asking for him. How you going to ask for him? You don't want him no more. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know how that is, though, because he's still worth something, you know?
Yeah, he is. That's why I'm saying. So why I ain't want to pay him what he wants? They playing games with you. See, that's what I don't like about niggas, man. NFL, once you're a certain age and you're not, you can't produce. Ah, fuck them. And they contracts ain't guaranteed. See, that's crazy. Like this, that's why Lamar Jackson want that guaranteed money. He wants the guaranteed contract, and nobody won't give him that shit because they all conspiring together, acting like nobody want to holler at him right now. They know all of these motherfuckers want him, but if they do it, then it's going to set the new standards. You know what I'm saying? And they don't want fucking niggas to have the power.
Right, it's gonna lead them into type of pickle. They're gonna lead them into type of pickle, like when they start giving in to the players, because they see what's going on with the NBA. Like the NBA players are pretty much basically shot calling their own destiny.
But NBA, they get paid regardless. They get hurt. You know what I'm saying? These niggas, football niggas, you get hurt. This year, your contract ain't fully guaranteed. And that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll terminate your contract quick.
Word.
They ripping that bad boy.
Terminate your contract quick. But they also looking at, you know, not to stay on sports too long, but you know, they also looking at Lamar Jackson because he's going to be traded soon too.
Everybody better try
to
get that
him. Yeah, so there's eight pays to be traded in 2023.
What the Giants do? Giants moves? They ain't got no. We just got the same.
They put this. They put that. I think they put that stamp on their quarterback.
Yeah.
They named him like
the running back, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, but they put that on their quarterback. They put the that stamp on him, like
a franchise.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, franchise tag is basically. Daniel Jones.
Yeah. What happened to the Mets kid, man? The Mets kid was celebrating over there and fucking twisted his fucking leg, the new guy, man.
That was Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico against Dominican Republic. And he was on the mound and he celebrated. He is the closer for the Mets, but he celebrated.
Yeah, they just got him.
Knee.
They just got him, right? Supposed to be some ill nigga.
Yeah, he tweaked his knees out for the season, and then someone else got hurt in spring training. The Yankees looking crazy, but you know, it's spring season. That shit don't matter to me.
Preseason. How many preseason games is it?
They play all the way until opening day. It starts in like March and they play till like I want to say April 15th is the start of the league, or maybe like the 20th opening day. But you know, they kept pretty much everybody from last year. A couple people was, you know, they out because of injuries from last year, but all the main people is going to be starting. You know, Aaron Judge finalized that deal. Aaron Judge finalized that deal with them, so he's going to be a Yankee for like the next 10 years, I want to say.
Life. He's going to retire a Yankee. Certain niggas.
Yeah.
Got to retire with their teams, man. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, not everybody retires with the team that drafted them, but a lot of them do.
Yeah, they'd be a fool to let him go.
Yeah, they would have let him go because then he'll be a problem for them. Any team that he would go
favorite.
To.
Yeah, crazy.
Not only that, man. Not only that, they don't want him to be hitting home runs off of them.
Yeah, nice.
Anywhere
they gotta find a way to make him happy.
Yeah, anywhere Judge would go, you know, he gonna put up those same numbers, you know.
They say Tom Brady
He's
might come back. What y'all think about that shit?
Tom Brady needs to hang it up. He needs to go.
I mean, I think he can still play, but he playing with a nigga's emotions. Like, what's it gonna be?
I mean, after last season, I think he should just sit out. Just go sit somewhere. Go enjoy his crib.
Nah, he still got it. Man. He still got it. He got one more year.
He still got it. But his body don't.
Now he need the squad.
Is his contract up with the Bucks? All so he would he be considered to be a free agent if he was to come back?
If he would come back, he'd go where he want to go. He's tired.
Yeah, he need to just chill out. It's over.
What about this fucking guy, John Morant, from the Flash the Gun?
Oh man, he's an idiot, man. He's an idiot. He lost the power sponsor.
Oh, they dropped him?
Yeah, he lost it. Yeah.
Wow.
He lost the power sponsor.
You know, usually. Yeah, I was going to say, too, because this popped up when we was reading about this. Man, you know, usually when guys like that get in trouble and they start getting that spotlight, they start digging in your background. Because now they dug up something from his middle school Instagram account with him, like, you know, posing with, like, you know, his hand gestures showing guns and gang signs and stuff like that. I was like, man, this is when they opened up that Pandora's box.
That's because, you know, he's a young nigga, man. He's from the hood. He gonna know a few niggas, man, into shit. You know, he just fucked up. He shouldn't have did that. But I think it's a fine line between your personal life and what you do and fucking on the internet. Like, how the fuck you gonna get mad at this nigga for where you going on the internet?
I mean, he's a public figure, you know. They're gonna be mad at what he does on the internet. There's kids that look up to this guy. And he's out there throwing up gang signs and going to high schools and threatening people that are threatening his sister and, you know, doing all stupid dumb shit, you know, like like you made it, man. Why the fuck are you still doing stupid shit? If you made it, you made it out the hood. You're a millionaire, and you're still doing dumb shit. You ain't a rapper. Fuck you doing what rappers do.
And not to mention one of the big faces of the NBA. Now, it ain't like you like a fifth string,
man,
on the bench. You one of the main faces.
Little kids look up to him, man. Kids that want to be basketball players.
The young niggas. The young niggas, man. The young thug niggas, man. They want to be thug rappers and shit like that. The big fucking athletes, man. They all are.
You know, Allen Iverson came to the league, tatted up. He's the reason everybody started getting tatted up.
Hey, I almost did make it to the league. Remember he had a fucking, didn't he have like a body charge? He was trying to beat or something like that. Something happened, man. And they weren't going to fuck with him. And then the Georgetown coach convinced niggas to fuck with him. So he signed the black coach, man.
Yeah, but see, like, he didn't make it in the league yet. So it couldn't hold no weight, really. Like, you know?
Now the league wasn't going to fuck with him. Because some shit happened at a club or some shit. Somebody got killed. Yeah, his name was in that shit.
He wasn't brandishing guns on camera. He wasn't like...
Oh, God, no.
You know?
Neither was
That's
Gilbert
like,
Arenas.
What's his name? Gilbert Arenas. He came, brought the gun to the locker room.
Well, not only that, he was beefing with niggas. He pulled that shit out, remember? That nigga was niggas beefing over gambling shit.
Look at, what's his name? Plaxico Burress.
Yeah, man, that was on his own time in the club.
Yeah, same as Jet Morant. He's by himself on IG. Show his little toolie. Same thing, carrying weapons, man. Carrying weapons, and his gun went off. And he ain't played no more football. This guy got suspended for like 5 games, Ja Morant. And he has to sign himself into some kind of program.
Oh, the Plaxico ain't played no more than that one game after that?
Nope.
They were.
Look up Plaxico Burress. If he came back after that gun charge. I don't think so.
That was a fucked up move because he had just won the fucking previous year. They just won the shit.
Yeah, running around with the Gat, man. That shit's going to get you in trouble.
Yeah, thought he was a gangster. Popped himself in the leg.
Yeah, that's a straight dub right there.
Hey, speaking of guns, hey, y'all remember that other story that happened? Even though it was justified in self-defense, if Sean Kemp could have dumped it on those dudes to try to steal his car, they don't call him the Rain Man for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's self-defense, you know?
Yeah.
And no charges. He ain't faced no charges or nothing either. They ain't hit him with nothing. No unlawfully discharging, no... You know, if that was me and I start dumping, I ain't seen the light of day for a while. Even if somebody try to steal my car and I start shooting at them, there's no way they're going to let me out. They're going to make an example out of me.
It depends on the state you're in.
Where was that at?
Well, I'm going to take a look at it right now. Where would this situation taking place? Because it might have been in Seattle, actually. Hold on one second. Seattle, you can have. Oh yeah, this was in Tacoma, Washington.
Was that? I mean, I know Seattle got a law that you can have a shootout in Seattle. I know they law over there is they can have a shootout, and you won't get in trouble.
Nah, but somebody's trying to rob you, you can protect yourself and you can shoot them. Especially in those states. The motherfuckers, yeah, shoot them. Shoot them. You take something, you shoot them.
Yeah, definitely. Them Wild Wild West states, man, they'll definitely let you shoot somebody. What about...
It's justice, nigga. Shoot them. Ain't no fucking courts. Ain't no fucking, you know, let's figure out what happened. Oh, they said you did this? What did you say? I didn't. Oh, you got it. You got caught. You had it in your pocket when they caught you.
You did. You see that, you see what's going on with Trump, right? Trump might go to, they might arrest Trump. You got to go to court. He's got to go to court on Tuesday.
Yeah, he was calling for his support.
Yeah. They're going to have intense security when he goes to court. It's going to be like some real serious security in case people try to go crazy because he might go to jail.
Yeah,
and then
man.
The U.S.
Michael Cohen already went to jail for this mental. It was the hush money shit, right? He paid the Stormy Daniels, the big titty girl. Yeah.
Yeah, and you see, they issue a warrant for Putin.
Yeah, that's just more propaganda, kid. Just go ahead, go get him. Go ahead, arrest him. Go get Putin. Hey, you'll get it. What the fuck y'all talking about? Better leave that nigga alone, man, so he pressed the fucking other button over there. Only reason why he ain't wild out, I know, is because he's just waiting it out. He waiting it out. He trying to get the a Republican president in there. He want Trump to get back in there. That's what he's going to do. He's holding on. That's why he ain't do no dumb shit. Because he's waiting for niggas to change up. As Trump already said, if he was president, the Ukraine shit, now the dog would have been sent to Ukraine. He already said, yo, if he was president, that shit, Vladimir Putin can do what he wants to with Ukraine. He can take as much of this shit as he wants.
Yeah, for sure. What about them... What about the banks and people putting have money in there and now they're going to check their account and there's no money in there and all these banks failing, getting a $30 billion bailout?
To me, that's like the biggest issue, and they're using both of those issues involving Trump and Putin as the big distraction because no access to the money leads to panic out there into the streets.
Yeah, I play with niggas. Money? My money ain't in the bank no more? Hold up. Your door's closed? Hold up. Somebody got to get shot. Fuck is wrong with your niggas? That shit caused immediate panic.
Exactly. They trying to suppress the panic button. But in reality, if you go up there one day and they tell you, no, you can't get your money out the bank, people going wild the fuck out.
You
know what I'm saying? So.
No, you can't take all your money out the bank, right? Like if you was a billionaire, yeah. You cannot take all your money out the bank.
Nah, because they're using that shit.
That's crazy how you can't take all your money out the bank.
Once you put it in the bank, it's really not your money anymore.
That's crazy. Like right now, Floyd Mayweather cannot take out the fake ain't fucking with y'all. Give me all my money. They gonna be like, sir, you cannot. Dude, what the fuck you mean you can't? Give me got my clothes this up. I want my fucking 100 billion out of here. It don't work like that, sir. You can't. What the fuck you
that's
mean?
That's why. That's why Scrooge McDuck had a vote. The motherfucker had a vote in his basement. Like he was his money still with him. He's swimming in his shit.
I know this Chinese man I used to work with back in the days, man, old guy. He don't believe in no banks. He said every time I go home and I iron my money. I count my money and iron it. And he counts it every day, all his money. I'm like, wow. And there's a lot of them that think like that. You know what I'm saying? They don't put their money in the bank. A lot of Chinese people, you know, some of them out here working and doing shit. Motherfuckers say he count his money every day he go home and iron it. That's a real fucking Scrooge McDuck shit.
Yeah, that's for sure. How about I don't know if y'all been watching, but you know that guy that be causing ruckus and causing beefs was supposed to come to New York and have a show with academics, Charleston White, and he started talking about the Asians. So China Mac called him out, and he canceled the show. Because he said he's scared of China Mac.
What kind of show them niggas do? Them niggas don't rob or nothing?
Probably be some comedy. Stand-up comedy.
It's like a comedy show.
Oh, man. Them niggas are clowns.
He canceled the show. He canceled that shit.
Charleston White do comedy? I thought he was just a shit talker.
That's what it is. Like, he goes on stage and he just shit talks, and they book him as a comedian, and people pay to watch this guy.
Everybody loves a train wreck. You know what I'm saying? You gotta watch a train wreck. So everybody's just waiting to see when he wrecks. They just wait. Like, okay, this guy, he's definitely gonna wreck. So you gotta watch him.
China Mac said, oh, he going to see him and academics and cancel the show.
Well, China Mac supposed to be crazy gangster, so.
I think the Vinny just got scared because they don't want that type of incidents and violence. Because a lot of nations
don't want the issue.
And they like, hell no.
Yeah, they don't want the issue. They don't want no lawsuits. They don't want no issue.
Oh, man.
From a real Asian gang, and, you know.
Well, there that go.
Yeah.
He got China Mac.
Yeah, was that?
He's mad at him.
Yeah, it was that too, bro. And on top of that, even in Houston, Jay Prince and them, they had. He couldn't do his show in Houston because Jay Prince and them was about to pull up on him. So he probably got to go to them small hick towns or whatever, on the real small city to do shows now because.
Daughters, he's telling niggas, fuck your daughter. He's telling niggas, fuck you, fuck my dick. He's shooting. He's threatening to shoot everybody. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. He out there reckless.
Like a 6ix9ine situation, like right now. You think 6ix9ine got money to be paying all the security? He's fucking doing all that. Hell no.
He's not even in the state.
He got paper. He got paper, but he don't be walking around with security like that.
Yeah, man, it's just a matter of time.
When he goes to certain cities, I'm sure he got security. But when he not in those certain cities, he don't be having him be having no security. I just seen that he somebody threw a beer at him at the Mexico Puerto Rico game.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, somebody threw a beer at him.
Man, he's not even liked in Puerto Rico, man.
I think it was in Mexico, not in Puerto Rico. I think he was in Mexico. Oh. He's Mexican, 6ix9ine.
You know, them niggas don't want to claim him now either. You running with the blood, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. He's a Mexican game for a rock and even in there.
Yeah, man, it's like
no
snitch.
Nah, man.
Somebody definitely gonna hit him in the ass. He's gonna try to shoot him. And he's gonna go to jail. So Charleston White is stupid, too. He'll fuck around and shoot a nigga. What do you think? They gonna let him go after that? No. You shoot somebody, they're gonna throw your ass in the jail, Charleston White. And keep threatening niggas. Keep doing it, And don't you hit some fuck around and hit somebody because you're going to jail. He think he's going to just be, because he's an informant ass nigga. He think he's just going to do whatever he wants to and not go to jail if he pops somebody. He think he's just not going to go to jail.
He be riding around with a trunk full of guns.
He just pulled him over, right? Somebody called him on him, and he was like, oh, you know, he's trying to
look like they called him on him and said that he had Asian hookers in his back, in the back, and he was kidnapping them or something.
They pulled him on. Wild shit
about Asians, man. He was saying some real wild stuff about Asians.
Yeah, that's why China Mac got mad.
What made him say shit about Asians? He just picked them?
He was like, I'm scared of Asians. He's scared of Asians, he said. He said, but he don't mind going to an Asian hooker house and you know, doing things to Asian women.
He's
talking dumb shit, man. He just be talking dumb shit. Somebody gonna slap his ass so hard his eye gonna pop out. And he only gonna have one eye, and then they gonna black that eye, and then he ain't gonna be able to see.
Especially when you call it out, especially what really got him out there into that negative contagion is when number one, when he was calling for, I don't know if y'all remember Matt Hoffa, they call it Matt Hoffa's daughter to be, you know, molested and stuff like that. I'm like, now we're going beyond shot jock. Now we're going beyond to something else.
Yeah, he's just looking for attention.
That's what I thought he was, trying to uplift black people. And, you know what I'm saying, going at the gangs and trying to do the right thing. But now he started just made that shit a clown shit, calling out niggas' names and shitting on the hood niggas and certain gangs and sets and all kinds of shit.
He talking about New York. He talking about everywhere. He don't got just one specific person that he talking about. He talking about everybody. Talking about people in New York is broke, living in fucking apartments and shit.
Biggie Mama. He said F Notorious B.I.G., F Biggie Mama, all this stuff. I'm like, okay, this guy just wants a reaction.
Yeah, he gonna get the reaction that's nonverbal, you know.
Yeah, because now it's to the point where it's like, all right, everybody wants you. Everybody wants you. What you gonna do?
Come on, he sprayed mace at Soulja Boy and whoever Soulja Boy was. He maced them.
He got a lot of fans, right? I can't admit he got a lot of fans that love what he do.
The dude got a following.
But he don't got no star niggas in his side. Not one star friend he fucks with.
He hates.
Who fucks with?
Because he hate everybody.
Nobody
he hate
fucks
everybody.
With that guy.
He hates everybody. He hates everybody.
He's a mixture of Uncle Ruckus and Stink Meaner from the Boondocks.
Yeah, he's just
a... He's a mixture of all them motherfuckers. Cat Williams, especially the Quaker.
Nah, I wouldn't do that to Cat Williams.
Nah, he looks like Cat Williams.
He calls himself Rat Williams.
Yeah, he's going to call him Rat Williams.
What about the big, I don't know if y'all heard the big story.
He ain't got no fucking current events.
I don't know if y'all heard about,
know,
what happened at the club with Troy Ave and Tax Stone, and, you know, Troy Ave defended himself. So just this Monday was the trial hearing, and Troy Ave took the stand. Y'all know about that?
That's a part of the reason. I think that's a part of the reason why these venues didn't want to book Academics and Charlie. Because that incident right there, that set a paradigm to other events. Because nobody wanted no live shootouts or no possible altercations. Because that night was wild.
Nice. But, you know, everybody mad at Troy Ave because Troy Ave took the stand. But, you know, also... Tax Stone had wrote a letter to the judge of saying why he don't want him there. Talking about he's violent and he's this and he's that. So it's kind of like they both snitching on each other.
Oh, man.
But at the end of the day, they did shoot Troy Ave, and Troy Ave did take their gun away from them and started shooting at them. You know, so he kind of defended himself.
Anybody get hit?
Troy Ave got hit.
He got
Troy
Ave hit. His man got killed.
Troy Ave man got killed. Yup. Troy Ave man got killed. And Troy Ave wrestled the gun away from Tax Stone and started popping at them. I don't know if anybody else got hit, but I know his man died. I know he got hit in the legs.
Wow.
And Tax Stone, he was doing the shit that Charleston White and them was doing, antagonizing people. Like, that's where he was antagonizing Troy for years.
Tax Stone was like one of the first podcasts out there.
Yeah.
You know,
he came around
after
Combat Jack and them.
Yeah, Tax Stone also was a Casanova two-time manager. For a while, that's why, you know, Casanova and Troy Ave used to have beef.
Somebody. They're going to make a nobody somebody. Like, you know how many nobodies want to kill fucking be the guy to do something to Charleston White? There ain't going to be no fucking superstar. Fucking. It's going to be some fucking body that be respected. See that nigga in the store somewhere? Get that nigga. It's going
to
go down.
Somebody with nothing to lose.
Somebody that want a fucking name.
There's a lot of people out there that got nothing to lose. That's
a lot
for
of people
sure.
That want a name. Young niggas want names. And Charleston White wants to smoke. He's saying fuck everybody. I wouldn't even say that to that guy. That motherfucker, if I'm big like that and he's fucking coming at me saying some stupid shit, fuck Black Poet. He can talk right there. Always say, I don't have to say nothing to this guy. I'm not even saying nothing to this guy. I'm acting like I didn't even hear that shit.
Then
he'll
you
go
know,
away.
Yeah, you just got, that's the key to doing it. Just ignore him. Can't feed the troll.
As soon as you get fire air, nigga, the air gonna fucking breathe and get bigger and bigger. You suffocate that fire, they can't breathe no more. I don't say nothing about it. It's no issue. Oh, that shit bounced off Poet. Oh, as soon as I say, oh, fuck that nigga, give him some fight, I'm gonna smack the shit up that nigga when I see him watching. Oh, now the fire is burning. Fuck that. Shut that shit down.
Yeah, that's what messed a lot of these guys up, man, because now when you playing the internet space, now you have to go ahead and follow up with what you're saying according to the internet space. And
yeah,
then he can manipulate that.
Incriminating yourself. You know, you're incriminating yourself. Oh, I'm gonna fuck this guy up. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna. Okay, that's all.
Yeah, it's just like the kids and they drill music and all these young artists going to jail for incriminating themselves in their music. And then putting two and two together.
Right, you're grabbing a cat and saying niggas' names. Look, I got this shit for Lil Durk, you know. I'm gonna do this for Lil Mix. You know, what are you talking about, man? He's naming niggas over here. This is for these niggas over here. Yeah. Them bitch ass niggas don't want none. What? This nigga talking all kinds of recklessness. I'm surprised niggas ain't find out where that nigga live and attack that nigga Chris.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I know
yeah,
we got some heat for the people.
Nah, he got to live in the burbs. That nigga live in the burbs somewhere. He don't live nowhere because niggas would have been like, Charlton White living by David right here. He's right there. He's on his lawn. he's in the burbs.
No. He's like, no. Yeah, I'm cutting grass. Go catch
I know
he's living.
Not in the hood. He cannot live in no hood. Nowhere. People going to know. That's that nigga Charlton White. Live right next to it. He's got to live in the burbs and them people don't know nothing about this rap shit really like that. He's around them people. They don't know who his ass is. They probably think he's talking, you know, some comedian or something. They don't know he's Charlton White talking a whole bunch of shit. He can't live in the
burbs. Yeah, that's for sure.
No way he can live in the
We're going to go ahead and hit y'all with some tunes, man, because we got to first start it off with paying homage to the late Sean Price.
Yeah, today's the event for him. Yeah, today's event for him going down in Brooklyn today. Yesterday was his birthday. Today's his daughter's birthday. You know, happy birthday and rest in peace to Sean Price. Happy birthday to your daughter, Shawnee Price. Peace to Bernadette Price.
Word, the whole duck down staff, man.
So, Imperious Rex, you got the play that's on the way. The call number is 516-531-9596. If anybody want to call and show love, let's go. Screwball Radio, it is.
Yo, mic check, peck on Bernadette neck, big breast, I'm erect, let's have some sex, yes, Jimmy feels the best now, I can
yo, what the fuck, man, fuck is you talking about, man, spit that monkey shit, nigga, we gorillas, nigga. Ape don't kill ape.
No.
Spit that real shit, nigga.
Brr. I Chewbacca the chicken. Chin checking your chest. Chucky chop cam. God stand by the boot from the camp. I'm proving I can. I'm proving you fake. Like you moving them grams. A Peruvian flake. I am truly your ape. Caesar the leader. Put two in your face. Bang, bang. Bleed where I leave you. Do deeds of a demon. You do deeds of a diva. Serafina after the weaver. Beaver's the cleaner. Believe what I feed ya, I feed the believers. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, sativa's a creeper. College, prison, gun in hand, put your seed in the sleeper. Got a vision, summer jam with my feet in the speakers. I'm not Martin Luther, I'm flop corner loser. On the block, poppin' Rugers. I'm not Martin Luther, I'm flop corner loser. On the block, poppin' Rugers.
You wanna see me get bruised? P, B, C, C. Most definite effortless been spitting these degrees. Rub your throat shit, get down with the two click. Two spit back impact, it's like a heel kick. He nice and funky fire, I will fuck you up. He cipher, monkey cipher. Monkey cipher. Medicated, dedicated bastard. Level elevated, hater, educated rapper. Clowns be seated, bow down to the world renowned Brownsville Jesus. Damage your dude, sleep. Your brother's keeper, peep the family feud. Listen, Paul, I am not in the mood. Watch your step, get them bob, shot them right in the shoes. The rhyme is incredible, King. I do flaw. The mind is a terrible thing to lose wrong.
Single parent child, motherfucker. brought back the stars instead. A call collect came from up north, them boys done scarred his head. I try to tell you that this life is not forever. These cocaine endeavors for this chatter come with drastic measures. Titanic diamond iceberg, Shaggy chasing Scooby-Doo across my sweater. The Rav Simmons Adidas came in vanilla. They like hooks, I never know, you never ever, nigga. Have my shooters write my name in cursive down the side of your Jetta. Have you climb into the trunk, should've wore his trunks the way that boy got wet up. The illest nigga never heard, but whatever. Now I'm ultra lit, this that next dimension paradigm shift. You can't move out here, you paralyzed, you got a pair of eyes, I'm crippled up. We mix tequila with the simple syrup. If I become an author, my shit gon' be called the whip of bird. Have a book reading, sitting round the stove. Since you wanna be pop, rah, get shot, die with that ring in your nose. They fooled us with that bling bling and that gold. You sold your soul, your record label was leasing that rose. I only wear this watch on that jet, it's my plane rolling. Whew. I'm still ballin' like James Worthy.
Upgrade.
The early bird snatched the Holy Spirit out your robe. I'm a cocaine god, you a clone. A pirate copy, shoot the parrot off your collarbone. A Mary hoodie's under gabardine protocol. The condo countertops is made of bowling ball. Clocking my tow truck, they wanna know what I'm pulling. You know I made that white jump like Chris Mullin. Part in the footprint I left on the brick. A fossil of me is just a skeleton with Versace print. Woo! Maybach curtains, no tint, bitch, I'm lit. They running plays out my book, ain't that a bitch? My highlight reel is full of wrist twisting. My shit different, 89, I would've played for the Pistons. You don't really mean that shit you rhyming, do you? The rental came packed with powder like ramen noodles. Pentagram diamonds, I do voodoo in the Subaru. The six is a trip, my young boy said when he emptied the clip, he feel a rush like a blitz through the 2-0. I just flew my thick bitch out for LiPo, 777 on the FICO. You know what's more important than throwing money in the strip club or bright soul? I've been hot since we was watching Monday Nitro. Chopper make you cabbage patch, I water whip a cyclone. I go cycle with the white flow, your favorite rapper tell me that I'm nice.
The new short is on, is what I've been sporting. New studio is where I've been recording. This lifestyle, I know you cats can't afford it. Yeah, here's a warning. My newest wife, even splashed in the morning. And when the ex is calling, that's when I'm going all in. Aguilar, been balling. I see a bad bitch, ain't no stun. Yo, I'm always lit, my wrist is never dormant. And when the feds knock, they gon' need a warrant. Always gave it them dope when it was a shortage. You can fact check on my name, I'm that important. I've been all over the world, but I'm still exploring. Customizers be adorers when I'm world touring. I'm never boring, they still soaring. Still sleeping in the bed when I'm still worried. I was given the flowers, but I am not a florist. I just managed to stay out the way from different auras. Propane campaign, me coming out the fortress. A bunch of reekers that leave you leaking like you a faucet. Slash legendary artist, producer, performer. You play the corners while I'm in the sauna. And while you worry about them informers, it's another systematic level been on us. The fact, new short is on us, what I've been sporting. New studio is where I've been recording. This lifestyle, I know you can't afford it. Yeah, here's a warning. My newest wife even splashed in the morning. And when the ex is calling, that's when I'm going all in. Aguilar, been balling. I see a bad bitch, ain't no stalling. Let's go.
This is a propane campaign production.
Yeah. cocaine chauffeur, had to drive the white. My man was locked in Pittsburgh, had to fly him kite. Nigga ran off with six birds, had to do his wife. Dirty 90, want me murdered, praying that I die tonight. Cocaine rapper, never dropped the ice. Every 36 bars worth about a block of white. Eating like Iftar, shit vivid like Pixar. Gigantic house, sick cars, rockstar life. They said we gon' fall back and let his kidneys kill him. Oh, y'all ain't get the call back? Boy, I'm quickly healing. My chickens got replaced, hop in a Wraith and hit the limit. We are back up in the building, know this feeling so familiar. Rock, lock, familiar, ain't shit y'all can tell me. Hottest Aki bitches wanna top me, Akinelli. Got them pieces, if you want them quickly, I can mellow. But when the officers are lock me, if I pop a willy. We poppin' now, we been poppin' really. Been winners, been them niggas eating lobster dinners. Y'all faking, we for real and we are not pretenders. If he rapping and he really lifted, I can feel him. I'm a veteran, want a blessing, then I gotta bill him. Want a lesson, you know I gotta charge him extra. Talking greasy, you know we going pop the western. If you a hater, you know you going block your blessings. I was 12 on the block with a cop weapon. I set up shop, had my mom and my pops guessing. Was a child now, they could tell on the goat. Made coke sales off the coke sales of my folks, nigga.
Talk to these niggas.
We used to lay low in the hood cause we had no voice. We moved yayo in the hood cause we had no choice. Made some mayo, got my weight up in the hood. Made my way up out the hood. Now I pull up in the Rolls Royce. Yeah. Every time I come around I leave your hoe moist. She like every time she wake up hear my whole voice on the radio. And it's better than a boy purse. Lot of choices, Box Chevy or the old Porsche. My nigga Desi had the fofo. When the cops came to get him, brought the whole force. That day, he went out with a blaze. Selling, he ain't trying to sit up in no jail cell or no course. This the life we chose. All the fights we fought, all the white we sold. Just to be nicely clothed. Doing things just to get things for white. Out here acting goofy to bring Gucci and Nike home. The life we live, we live in pricey homes. Coops with no proof for all the ice we own. My old heads used to pay like they weigh. So I pray that I can ride like they roll. Just know I'm never gon' flop. I got the stove top. Look, bitch, I'm from the old rock. Keep your dough locked. Matter of fact, don't even go out. Cause why you on the road just to get your steak cold? My youngin' eat the hoe out. Certified, got that vibe ready for the rollout. Stay patient, then we slide when we find your hideout. We catch them and we spin them like a merry-go-round. Been down and up's the only way to go now. Nigga.
Yeah, nigga. Sean P, Heavenly. Happy Heavenly, boy. Or I remember I met Sean P one time. We was at this video shoot, my nigga Ralph's dog. I was bent like a motherfucker. That's when I met Big King Magnetic, too. He was wild. Good times, man. Good fucking times, man.
Yeah, Sean Price was a monster, man. He loved what he did, that's for sure.
Word
that's
up,
what made that list. That's what
Price
made that
perform,
list even
man.
Bogus.
And his DJ, them niggas would be killing that in performances, man. Word, man. It probably definitely was great.
That's P.S. Cutting, you know.
Yeah, P.S. Cutting, man. P.S. Cutting.
Used to hold it down.
Dope ass show.
Yeah, for sure. I've been to I've been to many shows where Sean Price was performing, and you know he always bodied the set, and he definitely packed out the place. They knew Sean Price was performing.
Man, it's chemistry, dude. It's like certain niggas got the chemistry together, man. And Sean Price and P.F. Cutting got the ill chemistry, man. They had the ill chemistry together, man, on stage. They know each other. They know, you know. It was crazy. Smoking one for Sean Price right now. Got the Henny crack for Sean Price right now. You know? Right now.
Hey, that's what even made that bogus, that billboard was so damn bogus. Like, how do you have a top 50 and then we have Sean Price up there?
I don't know why people take these lists so seriously. Them shits mean nothing. All I should do is get niggas mad. Like, yo, man, you forgot this guy. You about this guy, that guy. That shit don't mean nothing. What does that shit mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's their own personal opinion, that list. You know, whoever
yeah,
makes the list, that's
everybody
their,
got their own
opinion.
Top 5, top 10, and all that, top 100. Everybody got their own one. They can't nobody, I can't read nobody list and be like, they say, oh, that's the official list, yo. Fuck out of here. Whose list is the official list? You know who list I would listen to? I'll listen to Melly Mel's list. He's catching hell right now for all the shit he's going saying about me. I'll listen to his list. I'll listen to certain niggas' lists and see, you know. Then I got my own list. Like, niggas get too caught up in these lists and what people think and niggas' opinions and shit. Just rock out, my nigga. You land on the, wherever they put you, they put you. That's something that you ain't not in charge of. You're not in
charge
of that
shit. Yeah,
it's just
being a critic. Like, you know, like somebody could say, yo, I love this movie, but I might not like that movie. So, you know, to each
yeah, man,
own.
People get wrapped up into them lists and get all butthurt about it. I don't give a fuck about no list. There's some motherfucking makeup put in the magazine. That shit means zero to me. For real.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I don't understand. It's not even nothing to really talk about. Like, it's Billboard's opinion. Who wrote it? Like, a couple of fucking different people wrote it. And those people the hip hop probably started fucking in the 90s somewhere. If your hip hop started in the 90s, you got no fucking. I don't want to hear your list. I don't care about who's on your list. Your hip hop started back in the day. I might consider your list. But everybody's list is gonna be different. So that's why I don't even get wrapped up in that shit. Or
yeah, for real.
For real though.
But yeah. You know, because
I got a
top five Queens list. I got a top five Brooklyn list. I got a top five Bronx list. I got a top five Staten Island list. Like, you know, there's no.
And I really don't have a list because I don't have a list until people ask me, like, oh, who you put in? And then I'll be fucking stuck. Like, damn, I don't know. I just love hip hop. I love everybody. That's nice. I love shit that's dope. I don't got no list. Like I said, man, the only motherfucker that do this is in hip hop. You don't see the top five rock groups. You don't see only motherfuckers that do this shit is hip hop niggas, man. They do it to hip hop all the time. They don't do it to no other genre of music, and that shit is corny, man. We don't see top rock groups at the top, fucking all this shit. Why? Because they not making it no issue, no beef amongst themselves. They trying to make niggas beef.
They love seeing friction amongst us.
Yeah, they know rap niggas going to feel some way about a certain hip-hop list. They know that. So I told you, make that fucking list up about fucking the best rock.
Damn, Faison Love came up with it. That's what I was saying, damn. People listen to our shows more than we know. He came out with a list like the day after.
Oh, word?
Yeah. soon I was going to start working on it. Then I think Comet sent me the list. Then Faison did it. I said, damn. They listening to us.
Yeah. Yeah, either that or, you know, just people feeling the same way. Like, why only hip hop? You know what I'm saying? Don't make sense.
I would have had Elvis at number 50 just to troll him and all that, but it is what it is.
Or top magazines, look. Put the motherfuckers at the bottom. Look. top musical magazines, hip hop magazines, influencing Billboard never influenced no fucking Mac, no hip hop. Hell no. I used to buy the Billboard only to see, I was checking to see what was hot on the list, you know what I'm saying? In the rap underground department and shit like that. Now, you don't even check the Billboard for shit like that right now because shit's corny. But that's what the execs read. So I was making it my business to read the same shit these execs be reading just so I'll be up to speed with what the fuck is going on in their world. I ain't picked up a Billboard in years. That's fucking last time I was at U-Bomb. It was fucking fell out there in the heat. And
oh,
I don't
yeah,
even think we found one that day. I don't even think we found one that day.
Yeah, yeah, now we got one at the train station. Yep.
Yeah, make a list of motherfucking top magazines. Had them, and they'd be, oh, why are these Billboards not on there? But fresh, all kinds of old magazines, Word Up, Jet, all ill magazines. Do they still make the Jet magazine?
I think Jet is done.
No, it might be digital. It might
be
like
a must,
online, but it's.
That seems to be a must in everybody, black households, Puerto Rican households. You have a Jet magazine, and everybody looking to see the Jet beauty of the month. That seems to be dope. A small little magazine, Jet. That was dope.
Yeah, definitely.
So some more music, man. Let's have some fucking more music before we wrap it up, man. No,
we gotta get another one before we get out of here.
For sure, man.
That's
for sure. Continuing with the whole State Property Rock fellow movement, we got this joint here from Young Chris.
State Property.
The ones you know.
It's on P night, nigga. Happy birthday. But we're going to let you rock. Go ahead and do what you do, DJ. DJ Yella. DJ Yella. Go ahead, man. Do your thing.
All right. So we'll catch us next time. Same school time, same school channel.
Let's go.
84. Ain't no peace at the start. I don't know how much ever I got. I will never get used to this. Cause it ain't what it seems. And don't nobody check on me. It's a slow way to go, all alone.
Pain in my heart since I lost my cousin Arch. Feeling like it's ending when it starts. Feeling like it's ending in the beginning. Every night I'm entering different women. He gave a paragraph when they offered a sentence. They bought their business, you know they offering the witness. Mama cried, she had a baby boy missing. Them youngest right back on the mission with the strap. Pushing pistols, they ain't working on their fitness. Niggas checking every day, they just checking off they hit list. Stolen whips, everything come with attention. Nowadays them niggas kill you and go at you in the mention. Most of them youngest get caught up and start bitching. Second they realize ain't no guns in the prison. Make smarter decisions, tell leave you for dead. Then they ask how you living, watch them niggas that's near. Niggas will never take me alive. Homicide, black curse, who taking this ride? Take it outside when I leave the crib. I won't be the next one. Everybody drilling now, we call that a test run. We keep on killing to the next one. Everybody killing till they met one, then they spoiling when death comes. So many snakes, so many niggas in they feelings. Pray to God I had to hit them, may they crash, God willing.
Why they willing?
Who I can pull up and park them while they park?
Why they chillin'?
Tear up the car, re-auto and body park.
Get
we just dodging the
an arch, outlines a chart. System will build a case up just to break us apart. Bitches will get all in your business to break us apart. That's what I try to tell my bitches, too late I'm the gone. Now I'm already boring, it's too late at the park. I'm protecting my peace, ain't no space in my heart.
How you getting on?